Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Megan Montgomery, and I'm not only an HBA volunteer leader, but your host for today's podcast. For those of you who are not familiar with the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Each year, the HBA hosts a conference with content specific to the development of women in the business of healthcare. If you've not attended in the past, turn up your volume. Today, we're hearing all about the plans, but it's not to miss events. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Francie Rawlings, the 2019 HBA Annual Conference Chair. Francie, welcome to the podcast. Let's find out a little bit more about our Honorable Chair for this year's event. So tell us, how did you get involved with leading this wonderful event?
Well, Megan, it really was just a matter of synchronicity and kind of being at the right place at the right time. Currently, I work as a global lead in Pfizer's digital organization for their pharma group, and I focus on emerging markets. And I had started to go to HB events, you know, that were regionally held in the Northeast in 2014. And then I started jumping in a little bit more to sort of volunteer and be more part of the larger events like WODI and the annual conference. And when the annual conference came around to Philadelphia in 2017, I took a much larger role in really helping Pfizer have a presence at that conference, and as such, got noticed. And in 2018, was asked to be the deputy chair by Shauna Ahern, who was our chair, grand chair, industry chair in 2018. And as a result, I kind of was grandfathered in for 2019, and I'm so excited because I've taken a year to sort of watch this process evolve and then really been part of every aspect of it with the HBA leads in crafting this conference and being thoughtful about what we can do to bring even more to our members through this opportunity and this event.
Great. So I'm sure chairing takes a lot of time and effort. So what are some of the things you do when you're not chairing? Some different hobbies and things you're interested in?
Well, that's so kind of you to be interested, Megan. And by and large, I have to say I'm a pretty busy person. My role at Pfizer and my passion for the work in emerging markets takes up a considerable amount of my time. However, you know, I have a considerable interest in, you know, reimagining health and wellness for patients and people globally. And so in that capacity, I have a lot of work that I've done around healthy eating and integrative lifestyles, as well as becoming a Pilates instructor, which is my second job on the weekends, which I love. And then if that isn't enough to keep me busy, I plan biannual global trips where I go out to countries and take an opportunity to either go in and trek and work with people at a more rural level, teach yoga, teach Pilates, learn about their cultures. As a matter of fact, I just got back from one of those. I just came back from the Makar Valley in Ladakh, India, where I had one of those amazing adventures and got to learn a lot more about people's health and wellness all over the world.
Wow, so you are busy indeed. So heading back to the conference, what is the theme for this year's conference?
Well, we have a great theme. It's actually kind of a triad this year. We are going for healthcare, technology, and leadership, and we're looking to offer a truly unique educational cross-section industry experience and skill-building opportunities in our very highly supportive and female-forward environment that we set up at the HBA Annual Conference.
Great. Where is the being held, and how many attendees are you expecting?
Sure, that's a great question, and we're really excited about this as well because we are going to be out on the West Coast. It's been a while since we've been out there. We will be in San Diego, and we are kicking off on November 11th, and it's the 11th and 12th. And, you know, we always aim high in terms of the number of attendees, but we're looking, you know, somewhere between 800 and 1,000. Obviously, I'd like the more, the merrier. And it's just a great opportunity.
Great. And how's the conference structured? What is the kind of a day in the life of a conference attendee look like?
You know, that's really something that we spent a lot of time as a committee and an organization. I learned a lot about this in terms of how do we set this up to be as beneficial and as engaging for our attendees. And the structure is really important. So we start off and knowing that, you know, people have travel and have to get into it, we plan for some pre-conference workshops. So we give people the opportunity to come in early, kind of ramp up, get some additional learnings under their belt with some key pre-conference sessions. And those are, you know, between like 9 and 12 on the 11th. And then we have a lunch, and then we start our breakout sessions. So we jump right in, and we have a number of really interesting cross-industry, cross-functional sessions, obviously, that key in on healthcare, technology, and leadership. And they run from about 1 until about 4 in the afternoon on the 11th. And then we have our first kickoff keynote, and that is going to be with Nancy Giordano, and she is one of the foremost female futurists. Kind of really cool to set off our conference with a forward thinker and someone that really has a voice around what we should be preparing for and strategizing for, looking towards the future. And then on Tuesday, we start the day with a very interesting panel where we're looking on how do we cultivate partnerships through, you know, for more innovation. And we have some great industry leaders from pharma and from healthcare and from the payer section, Blue Cross Blue Shield representatives. And I won't give away all of the secrets because I want to have some surprises. Okay. Tuesday's another round of the breakout sessions, which is really important for us to be able to offer as many opportunities for people to get in, to learn, to share, to hear industry experts, to start to engage and then start to cultivate their own change conversations for what they can bring back to their teams and to their organization. And, you know, just because it's important for us to leave everybody on a high note, we're closing the conference with an amazing speaker, Mary Strutz, and she is the Chief Inclusion and Diversity, as well as the Health Equity Officer at Stanford Health Center. Amazing woman. She has provided global leadership in biotechnology and healthcare and media industries. She's, you know, worked in biopharma. She's worked in academia, and she was just recently named one of Savoy Magazine's 2019 Most Influential Women in Corporate America. So we have a gangbuster lineup, and you don't want to miss any of it, and we've really tried to position it so you can download as well as share. There's networking opportunities, but we don't want to miss an opportunity to share what we've been able to pull together to help you build your career and build your opportunities through our affiliation with HBA.
Well, it sounds like an incredible agenda, and I definitely don't want you to give away all your secrets, but you're telling me a little bit more about the attendee experience. What really makes the annual conference that, you know, can't miss event?
Sure. So I think, you know, we sort of had a very strong conversation around this because we want to help people that attend really articulate back to their leadership and their organization the value of their participation. And, you know, we came up with, you know, 5 key values for you know, making this must win and must attend event. You know, it's an opportunity for people to learn best practices and solutions for industry-wide challenges. So we've tried to make some very interesting topics available around contemporary and critical key initiatives. We've also, you know, as I told you in terms of the lineup, pulled in industry experts. So we want to give you the opportunity to hear directly from these experts and from your peers to shake up your, you know, your thoughts and your thought processes and your strategies in hopes of bringing new ideas and perspective back to your organization and your business group. Again, you know, what we've always heard in the past is a great piece of feedback from our attendees is the building of our networks, you know. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at building of networks, not just for the sake of knowing someone, but for cross-pollination, for cross-collaboration, for pulling in experts, you know, and then developing relationships and opportunities with your peers beyond the conference. And that's one of the reasons you'll see a couple of the themes, not only in the panel that we have around partnerships, but, you know, it's a theme around partnerships and innovation, you know, through leadership and technology in the healthcare area. The whole opportunity to attend an event like this is really allowing yourself to engage, you know, and really have a great experience with advocating for what you need, what your organization needs, and also how you can still pay it forward. You know, being involved in HBA, taking the time out to see what this organization offers, not only from the conference perspective, but from the membership perspective, because we're not talking about what we just do at the conference. You're going to learn more about HBA, more about some of the other offerings that HBA has around mentoring and some of the programs. There's an amazing, you know, list of events that HBA puts on throughout the year. You can get involved with, you can make sure that you showcase and have your colleagues attend, and ultimately, you know, germinate you as, you know, an ongoing change agent in your organization and your career to drive innovation and to grow yourself as a healthcare businesswoman, you know, in this space and as an HBA member.
Yeah, and I would just echo some of that. I think I've been to 8 annual conferences now. And just, you know, the content, not only is it so inspiring, but just some of the friendships, you know, relationships that just come out of some of the people that you meet there, I know has really impacted my life. So an incredible time. So of the conferences you have attended in the past, you know, what memory has stuck out to you the most?
I think I've enjoyed the most is kind of those quick conversations, you know, as you're getting up and leaving a session and all of a sudden you have an engagement with someone next to you and you just sort of share your reaction to the event that you just witnessed and sort of, you know, that shared camaraderie. That was one of those things, and sort of realizing, you know, I'm not here just for myself, like other people are getting this information as well. The other piece that I really enjoy is making the effort to go up and introduce myself to some of the speakers for the sessions as well as some of the keynotes. And, you know, as a result of that, like you said, Megan, I have maintained relationships and communication and ongoing dialogue, even if it's through email and phone, over the last couple of years. Just kind of sharing what's going on in our respective lives and professional endeavors. And it's been really interesting to sort of compare notes and share stories and continue this journey together as we grow in the healthcare industry and, you know, in our professional careers. So, you know, taking the opportunity to put myself out there and engage, you know, above and beyond just being a participant in these sessions has really, really been a win-win for me.
I definitely agree with you. And thank you so much for your leadership on this incredible event for the HBA. And thank you for your time today. Definitely appreciate the opportunity to have you on the line. And definitely without leaders like yourself, you know, the HBA and the mission can't be realized. So we appreciate everything that you do. And I just want to take a moment to encourage everyone listening to log on to hbanet.org and register for the annual conference. Again, it's November 11th through the 12th in San Diego, so sign up today. And I will now sign up for the HBA. So join us next time on Blog Talk Radio for our next podcast.
Thanks so much, Megan. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.